You asleep?
Good. You're not asleep yet. Although I suppose it's hard for you to fall asleep. Not after you walked in on your sister and me. I guess we didn't realize how loud we were getting. And you didn't realize we were being loud because of the sex. Or you wouldn't have just walked in. I can tell you're a little freaked out by it. But imagine how your sister feels. She's worried you're gonna tell your parents when they get back. From what I hear, they're a little bit old-fashioned about that kind of thing. They'd punish your little sister, and they wouldn't let her have sleepovers anymore. Especially not with me. It's not really fair, because your parents let you have your ex-girlfriend over all the time, and your parents didn't mind if you two shared a bed. But they'd never let your sister have a boy over. They only let me come over because you were home to chaperone. If they thought either your sister and I were lesbians, they'd never love it. Now, if they find out, they'll be furious. They might even send your sister to a different school so I wouldn't even see her then. And imagine how I feel. I'm the one who seduced her tonight. The one who told her it'll be okay if we played around a little. Then it turns out I lied because you walked in on us. Now I feel horrible because your little sister is just about to have a meltdown. You do seem like a reasonable guy. Your sister likes you, and you didn't hit on me when I showed up earlier. So you weren't like most guys I know. Your sister doesn't think you'll tell on her, but she doesn't know for sure. And she's too embarrassed to talk to you about it. But I'm not. So if you could maybe see your way to keeping this all a secret, I'd be really grateful. I don't think you understand. I'd be really grateful. Grateful in ways you wouldn't expect a lesbian to be. Sexual ways. Just so you wouldn't tell on your little lesbian sister. Sure, you could still tell on her. But what does that get you? Nothing, really. And your poor sister suffers. But if you keep your silence, then what does that get you? Me. It gets you me. And my tight, virgin, lesbian pussy. Any way you want it. The only condition is that you can't come inside me.
That would be a horrible idea.
But you can definitely do everything up to that. No. I do not want to fuck you. I want to be able to fuck your sister. But I don't think that's likely to happen if you tell on her. But I'm willing to bet you'd like to fuck me. And I'd be willing to do that in exchange for your silence. Because if you fuck me, then I'm guessing you'd have even less incentive to tell on your sister. I know you want to do me. You couldn't help but give me that look when your sister and I walked into the house tonight. I wasn't dressed like I was for you, though. It was for her. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised that the two of you would have similar tastes in girls. Well, I seduced her and we were having sex until you walked in and spoiled things. So now I'm seducing you, and we're going to have sex. Except no one will walk in on us because you have a door that locks. See? Now, not that I'm in a hurry to have sex with you, because I'm not, but we should get on with the sex thing. I finally got your sister to sleep, but if she wakes up, she'll wonder why I am. I'm not sure how she'd react to me sleeping with you. Maybe she'd be mad at the both of us. Or maybe she'd feel obligated to me somehow because I traded my virginity to you for your silence. Honestly, I don't want either to happen. I just want to go back to the way things were before you walked in on the two of us. Your sister was hard to seduce. Far harder than I suspect you will be. I know she liked girls long before she did. The way your parents raised her made her deny who she really was. But just like you, she couldn't keep her eyes off me tonight. It started with the dress I was wearing early in the day, and it kept on when I changed to the nightie at the bedtime. I could have changed in front of her, but I think that would have been too much for her. Her upbringing has repressed her too much. So I went into the bathroom and came back wearing this. It's maybe a bit more daring than what she was wearing. Maybe not quite age appropriate for girls her age, but it served its purpose. Her eyes were drawn to my body just like yours are now. Not as much as yours, perhaps, because you can afford to be bold. You know you like girls, which goes along with what your parents want for you. Under other circumstances, they might even approve of us as a couple, even if I wouldn't. I spent almost an hour of almost flirting with her. Anything obvious would have tensed her and scared her off. Instead, I made her comfortable. We did each other's hair, and I gave her a back rub. She even let me rub her feet for her. I so love another girl's feet. It took forever before I took the chance and took off my nightie for her. But with you, we don't need that low-key flirtation stuff. I'm not letting you do my hair, and I'm not really in the mood to give you a back rub. And I have zero desire to touch your feet, let alone massage them. But I am willing to take off this nightie for you now. I'll take it off just as I did for her. Normally, I would take it off by lifting the hem up and pull the entire thing off and over my head, but it's far more seductive to just slip the straps off the nightie, slip off of the shoulders, so I can pull the top part of it down. That way my breasts are exposed. Now, I appreciate the way you're looking at them, even though you must have seen so many pairs before. But imagine your poor sister and her sheltered upbringings. I was the first set she really saw up close, other than her own. The look of wonder and desire on her face made me fall in love with her more and more, and take things further than I planned for our first night together. But she was very eager. I asked her if she wanted to touch them, and even though she shook her head to say no, her hands couldn't stop raising up and touching them. You can touch them too, of course. That's why I'm here. Good boy. My hands are bigger than hers, of course. I'm stronger, but less tentative than hers were, which doesn't surprise me. All of the tentativeness is on my part, unlike when I was with her. But keep playing with them. We're gonna get far more intimate than this, aren't we? At this point, I was touching her breasts through her nightgown. I guess that wouldn't be the same with you, would it? You don't have your little sister's wonderful, perky little breasts. So I'll skip a minute or two ahead of that and put my hands between your legs. Oh yes, that's definitely way different than when I did it with her, of course. She didn't have a cock. A very, very hard cock. Hers wasn't the first pussy I've touched. This is the first cock, and don't take it the wrong way, but hopefully the last. But I'll need to do more than touch it. When you walked in, we were going down on each other, or 69ing, as they say. I never liked that term, and I'm going to like having to do it with you even less. I'll just get these shorts off of you. Your sister is smaller than me, so she was on top when we did it. But I'm smaller than you, so if you'll just lie down, I'll be on top for this. Good, I guess. Now I'll just lie here, and I'll straddle your face, just as I straddled your sister's earlier. She was nervous about doing it with me, even though I could tell she wanted to. I'm nervous about doing it with you, and I definitely don't want to, but I'm still lowering my pussy down to your waiting mouth. You know just what to do, even more than her.
You've obviously done this before. Well, this was her first time. No, I'm the inexperienced one. Because I have to lean over slowly and grab your cock and give my first blowjob. My inexperience is cute for you, like your sister's amateur mouth was on my pussy. I'm definitely not as good at sucking your cock as you were at eating my pussy. Even if out of the two of us, you're having a lot more fun. Don't get me wrong, if I weren't a lesbian, I'm sure this would be a lot more interesting. You are making me wet. Although I was still wet from what I did with your sister. This is much more work than licking a pussy. My entire head has to move, bumming up and down on your cock. I have to take you into my mouth instead of just being able to use my lips and tongue on your sister's pussy. It just doesn't seem like a cock belongs in my mouth. But I'd like to think that I'm still doing a good job. I was about to give your little sister her first non-solo orgasm. But that's when you came in. We didn't even notice you for a few seconds. It wasn't until your sister pulled her face away from my pussy to moan as she came that she saw you. The poor girl was sitting on top of my face, coming, her face wet with love juices, but with the most horrified and guilty look on her face as she came in front of her brother. That's when you left. It was almost as much of a shock to you as it was to her. Only after you left did your sister start to cry, and then I was consoling her and telling her it was going to be all right. And it will be, because we've made a deal. Okay, that's enough sucking your cock. Way more than enough, actually. And enough of you eating my pussy. Because just like you suddenly entered your sister's room earlier tonight, it's now time for you to suddenly enter me. Maybe I'll be the crying one by the time it's over, but it has to be done. You're all right on your back. Maybe it's just easier if I get off of your face. And then turn around and carefully... Yeah. Now I can move down your body until I'm straddling a different part of you. Hopefully this will be easier for me if I'm the one on top. I think it will help not having your big... masculine body pressing down on mine. And I'm the one in control when it comes time to get you out of me before you come. Now, to try to get you in me, don't you dare laugh if I'm not good at this part. I'm nervous enough as is. Still, I'm making myself reach down to grab your cock. It's all slippery from my saliva, but I've got a good grip. I just have to point it up. And on my pussy, why I lower that down to you. It's pressed against me. The tip is even a little in me. Our saliva is mixed together, and my wetness, along with some of your pre-cum, all kinds of lubrication, and you're so hard. If you weren't bigger than I expected, this might not have even been easy at this point. Physically, at least. No, I just let gravity do the rest. Well, gravity and me pressing down more and more. As the head of your cock slowly forced my reluctant pussy open as I sink down into it. Ah! I went all the way in. I guess I didn't need my virginity that much. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Not exactly fun, but not as bad. Like when the shot at the doctor's office isn't as bad as you expected. And I never used a needle that big. Let me try moving some. I'm not ready for in and out yet, but maybe just some back and forth. That stimulates you and me too, I guess. Not that what I feel matters here. You get your pleasure from my body so that in the future, your sister and I can pleasure each other's bodies. I think it's okay to add some vertical movement now. Just a little bit of rising up on your cock and then back down. Oh, you like that, didn't you? I shouldn't laugh for so many reasons, but that look on your face. Ugh. And again, as I move up and down, when you're really turned on, you look a little like your sister. That makes it easier, but not easy. And a part of me can't help but be pleased that I'm doing a good job at this. It's dumb because I'm a lesbian and you're a guy. And this is basically me cheating on my new girlfriend. But it's doing the wrong thing for all the right reasons. And it feels right for you, doesn't it? The more I move up and down, the more you seem to like it. Which is good, because you're less likely to tell on your sister. I don't think you would have in the first place. But I couldn't take that chance. I would do anything for your sister. Even sleep with a man. With her brother. Oh, I'm moving so smoothly now. And so quickly. No one that could see this would guess I was a lesbian. But I am. I'm so very definitely a lesbian. You probably can tell, but I'm really not enjoying this. I could see why you might think otherwise. My heaving chest, the sweat forming on my body, my mom's, the way my pussy keeps getting wetter and wetter. All lies, I assure you. And here comes the biggest lie, Ed. This orgasm won't be for you. It's for your sister. You just happen to be here and fucking me while it happens. Your sister came earlier, but I never got the chance, so I'm due. Don't take it personally, even though you're taking me. You're gonna come too, aren't you? It would be weird if it was just me. You should come easier than me. Did you want to come inside me? I shouldn't let you. This has been so good. I mean, you've been so good. You deserve a reward. And what's the worst that could happen if you come in me? I guess there's a pregnancy thing. But how likely is that? Pretty high if I stop to think about it. But it's hard to think and fuck at the same time. Your cock is very distracting, which is just another reason why it's better to be a lesbian. Cocks just make men stupid, and they make women stupid too. I'm feeling so dumb right now, which is why I'm gonna come and let you come in me. No hurry. Do it before I change my mind. Come in me and then I'll come too, but it'll be over. Yes, that's it. Oh, I can feel it shooting into me. Oh, like a geyser of hot baby batter. I'm coming too, yes. God, I can't believe I let you come in me. I could be pregnant. And I can't believe I said geyser of hot baby batter eater. I don't know where that came from. Hand me my 90, please. I really should get back to your sister now. But before I go, here's a thought. Your parents haven't met me yet, but they may get suspicious of me hanging around your sister all the time. But if I pretended to be your girlfriend, well then I could spend the night whenever I wanted. Except I'd sneak into your sister's bedroom at bedtime, instead of here. then your sister and I could do whatever we wanted. The downside for you is that you couldn't have a real girlfriend while this was going on, so I'd have to make it up to you. After I get your sister to sleep, and I could sneak back into your room and pretend to be your girlfriend in private, I can talk your sister into it. The pretend girlfriend thing, that is, not the real sex. She can never know about that. And you can never come inside me again. Even if that really is the best part. For you, I mean, not for me, of course. So I guess I can arrange some kind of birth control. Okay, so I have that settled then. I guess I can go back to your sister. Oh, one more thing. If we're going to pretend to be boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, in front of your parents, we're going to have to kiss. So maybe we should do it now, just to get practice. Just one kiss. There. That works. And we'll get some more practice in before we do it in front of your parents. Your sister will be jealous, but as long as she doesn't know about the sex, we'll be good with the kissing. So, good night. Thanks for not telling on your sister and for helping keep our secret. And thanks for the sex tonight. Even though I really wasn't enjoying it nearly as much as I appeared. You're smiling. You think I liked it, didn't you? You jerk. Well, your sister should be asleep for a bit longer. So get back into bed, mister. Because I'm going to show you how completely indifferent I am about sex with you if it takes all night. And it probably will.